In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we all know that the month of Tuba, it has the occasion of the Epiphany. That's why all of the readings of this blessed month is in regard to baptism. And today we heard the story of the man born blind and how the Lord healed him through washing himself in the lake of Siloam after the Lord made mud and put it in his eyes. And this man, as we all can see, that he not only received his sight, but also he received insight at the end of the story when he came to know, when he come to know that this man who healed him is the Son of God, the Messiah. That's why he worshipped him at the end. On the contrary, we see the Pharisees and the scribes. They were debating all the time and trying to prove that this man is a sinner because he healed him on the Sabbath day. The man arguing with them said, since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. As if we hear this man is screaming in the face of the Pharisees and the scribes, how can not you understand? This, what happened today, never happened before. This man is different. And he says to them also that God does not listen to sinners. If this man is a sinner, how can he make such a great miracle and wonder? And actually, if we look at it, yes, many people maybe are physically blind, but much, much more people are spiritually blind. And this is more dangerous sickness, because simply physical blindness may make us to suffer here for some time. Those people are afflicted with it. They may find difficulty walking, living their lives, communicating with others, working. But if a person is spiritually blind, he suffers and make others suffer with him, and at the end he might lose his salvation. Why are there so many who are spiritually blind and cannot see the truth? We can find many reasons, but we will be speaking about some of these reasons. We get spiritually blind when we have no time nor interest to look inside our hearts. I cannot see inside. That's why it's inside. Either because I don't have time or I don't care. Why should I look in? I just go with the idea and the impression that I am okay. I'm better than others. Everything is fine. I know the way. I know what to be done and how to think and comprehend things around me. When we do not have time to sit and examine what is in, and we just go with the impression about ourselves and the whole world, we, by time, start to get spiritually blind and also spiritually dull. I can see and I pick every mistake in every person around me. I can come to the church and point to who did what in this day from the beginning to the end. But to see inside and get to know myself, this is not one of the priorities. I don't care about it that much. We also get spiritually blind when we pity ourselves and hate correction. King Solomon speaks about this saying, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. When we hate correction, I do not want anyone to point to me and say, this is wrong. I don't want to hear anyone to tell me that you are not doing what you are supposed to do. We may at the beginning say that I am open, I can take it, but truly when it happens, then sometimes we feel offended because that correction is something that I do not receive. There is difference between correction though and negative criticism. This is different. Negative criticism when everything in you is wrong. And this comes from a person who really has a personal agenda. But correction is from a person who cares, and it is towards something that's very specific, and I want it for your sake that you look at it and you change it. When we hate correction, we will grow spiritually blind. Many are blinded also due to a beloved sin. Look at Samson. in the book of Judges, when he went over and over and over to see this adulterous woman, knowing that she is conspiring with the Philistines to get him caught and get him to reveal his secret, why he is that strong. He kept on still going over and over, looking at the story. Every one of us, maybe we feel outraged at Samson. What are you doing? How can you do something like this to yourself? He was spiritually blind, and what blinded him was the lust for this woman. That's why the punishment that he received from the Philistines was equivalent to what he accepted to himself. They blocked out his eyes. Before he loses his sight by the hands of his enemies, he gave up his spiritual eyes by his own desire and his own will. The love of money is also another way how people sometimes, when they are taken and given into the love of money, they get spiritually blind, and they can do things that really we look at it and see how foolish that a person, because of the love of money, would go and do this harm to himself and to his family. The love of the beloved sin can make anyone also to grow spiritually blind. Many are blinded also by pride and being wise in their own eyes. King Solomon says about this, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise." How much I am open to counseling, how much I would like to check myself against someone else. I wanted to ask, what do you think about that? Wise people, they always do not rely on their understanding. They always want to check their convictions. Am I having the right mindset? Is what I am doing is what God is really would accept, would be approved by Him? When we have pride, by then we will not be able to see. Proud people only see one thing and that's it. And they do not take any counsel at any time, simply because they don't need it. They are wise in their own eyes, that's blinded by pride. People are also spiritually blind when they use the wrong glasses to see the truth. Sometimes we see the world from the approval of others. If people are speaking well about us, then we are right. We feel comfortable when we are in agreement and others are in agreement with us. But maybe the whole people are blind. This is a problem. At the time of Noah, only Noah and his family were spiritually well, and they were able to see. The whole world by then was spiritually blind. But I'm sure that the people by then, the time of Noah, they were comfortable because everyone sees things the same way. When they speak to one another, they just hear echoes. Everyone says the same. That's why we feel like we are living in the time of Noah. People in millions, they are speaking to themselves, and they assume that because they are many, what they agreed upon is the truth. This is a glass sun that the people put on their eyes, unfortunately, cannot make them to see the truth. It's exactly like another glass that the people wear today is the feel-good Christianity. I go to the church and I just want to hear what makes me feel good. I want to hear that God is serving me, that God is going to give me so and so and so. He is doing everything on my behalf. I don't want anyone to remind me with my duties or remind me that I have something to do in response to God's grace. I want to hear half of the verse that speaks about the Lord saying to the woman caught in adultery, "And neither do I condemn you," but I do not want to listen to the rest of it. Go and sin no more. This part, I am blinded to it. I want to hear something that just tell me about God and His grace and what He has done and what He is doing. That's all. This is another glass that when I put it on my eyes, I will never be able to see the truth. People are blinded also when they ignore and avoid or quench the light, the spirit in us, the Holy Spirit in us that always remind me what I am supposed to do, how I should conduct myself, what is lawful and what's unlawful, what is fitting for a Christian and what is not. How much we heed the Spirit, how much we submit to its authority, His authority in us. When He tells me you should not do this, it is time for you now to stand and pray. It's time for you now to read the Bible. It's time for you now to go to the church. It's time for you to go and confess your sins. How much we heed the Spirit. As much as we heed it, as much as God opens our eyes, as much as we ignore Him and we quench Him, then we grow dull and we cannot see. People grow also spiritually blind when they fall into self-deception through outside rituals. The concern is about the practice, the ritual. I came to the church, I stood for a couple of hours, I went back home, I feel good about myself. How coming to the church was able to change me from inside? How much my fasting was really spiritual rather than physical abstinence from certain kinds of food? The Pharisees and the scribes were taken into this. They were exercising and practicing all kinds of rituals. They keep it to the maximum, the optimum. But at the end of the day, they were spiritually blind, spiritual guides taking the whole nation of the Israelites to perdition. Why? Because they were deceived by the rituals. Let us not be taken into this, that because we come to the church, that's the end of the story. Because I'm doing this and this in the church, then I'll be counted among the children of God. We have to be very cautious that worship should be reflected into day-to-day life and conduct. Spiritual blindness also can happen when we choose the wrong counsel. We have many stories in the Bible. One of them is the story about Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, the king. This man, he wanted to know what he should be answering the people of Israel when they came complaining, and he wanted him to treat them differently than his father Solomon. They asked him to lighten their burden, be more kind to them. Rehoboam didn't know how to answer, so he chose to ask counsel. The process is good so far, but look what he did. He went to the elders and asked them what I should be answering the people. They counseled him, be kind, speak softly to the people. They will be servants to you all the days of their life. He didn't like the counsel of the elders, and he went to his friends and asked them what I should be doing, how I should be answering the people. They said to him, be tough. Don't let the people just go with whatever they want. And Rehoboam, unfortunately, heeded the counsel of the young people around him. He ended up with a divided kingdom. He was not able to see the truth simply because he chose the wrong counsel. The story of Ahab the king, about when he wanted to go and launch a war against Syria, against the city of Ramoth Gilead. He went and asked his prophets and said to him, go and do whatever you want. God will make you to prosper. One person, Micah, the son of Imla, said to him, if you go there, this is the meaning of what he said, if you go there, you will die. I saw a vision that the children of Israel are like scattered sheep with no shepherd. He didn't like the counsel of Micah. He wanted to go. He wanted to pursue the war. He didn't heed the warning from Micah, and at the end, he lost his life as well. Which counsel we seek? Whom we want to ask and to know from them what they think. Do I refer to a people whom I trust the judgment, righteous people who fear God? Do we rely on their counsel, or I seek counsel from my friends, people who agrees with me, people who tells me what I want to hear? This man, the man born blind, was in much better status than the Pharisees and the scribes. Even when he was blind physically, he was better also, better than them. let us always check ourselves and check our spiritual eyes. Do we see? Are we willing to see? Or are we growing in a way towards this spiritual blindness? Let us review these reasons and check ourselves and ask God with His grace to open our eyes so we can see if we are afflicted of any of these that God would clean us from. We get spiritually blind when we have no time nor interest to look inside our hearts, when we pity ourselves and hate correction, when we are blinded due to a beloved sin such as lust or the love of the money, when we are blinded by pride or being wise in our own eyes, when we use the wrong glasses to see the truth, when we ignore, avoid, or quench the Spirit, when we deceive ourselves through outside rituals, and when we choose the wrong counsel. To God is the glory forever and ever. Amen.